on Becoming of Age, the podcast. A cautionary tale. Listen to what they say, then do the opposite. Your hosts, Colin Flynn and John M. Craig.
Whoa, that bass. It's thumping. Thank you very much for listening. This is Unbecoming of Age. I'm Colin Flynn, and I am in the state of Iowa.
I'm John Craig, and I am in a state of confusion. I'm a new John Craig. I'm in Red Bank, New Jersey, as it ever was.
Yes, and you were this week thrown a hard deadline in life.
Yes, indeed.
How are you doing? How are you handling it? How's it going?
I don't know. We always talk about me. What's popping, son? I'm a new man. I'm going to talk less, be chill, more cool.
See, I was figuring, yeah, we would probably be talking more about you because you just got a lot going on. You do with that whole moving out of your old domicile and into the fucking pool house, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just moved out. I moved out. Today is what we're Thursday. We're Thursday, March 1st. We were going to record last night, Wednesday, the 28th, but it was just too much, Colin. Moving is, man, I'm going to tell you something. It is, really. I said it the last episode. It's the worst thing ever. It's really challenging. I can't even joke about it anymore because it was like, whatever, I got out. It all happened, you know.
I saw your Instagram thing from like last night at 11:30. So you were taking it down to the wire.
Oh yeah. The management company wanted me to return the keys to them at like 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. And I was in the apartment until about 1:30 a.m. Now, the woman from the management company, I think she was leaving at 4 and going on vacation or something. The superintendent of the building, he's cool. Mike, he's a super. I like that dude. And, he was chill about it. You know, I was concerned even, like, throwing some of the furniture I threw out at the dumpster. There's a sign that clearly reads, you know, the following items are prohibited, and one of them is furniture. So I was like, you know, they've got those, you know, four green dumpsters, you know, with like the, it almost looks like Frankenstein's like bolts in the side, on each side, you know, like if you're running right. And you're trying to run past I've had this happen where you're trying to run past where you can get just, that thing will take you out. But they need that. The trucks need that to lift the thing up, right? The truck has something that grabs onto those two bolts and then flips it up. So the only thing I did, I made sure that the furniture was not blocking the dumpsters. I kind of squeezed it between. So he was cool. I was there. It was exhausting. I mostly did the move by myself, a two-bedroom apartment into a two-story pool house only 2 miles away. You know, so I'm here, and everything is all over the place. As I was texting you before we started recording, I was like, Colin, I don't know where my microphone is. I don't know where the power cord to my computer is. I didn't know where my vodka was. And I don't know where my Bed Bath & Beyond coupons are because I don't have a closet in here, and I was going to get – and I found everything else. So I'm good right now. But tomorrow morning, I'm going to be very upset when I can't find my Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
You can print those, I think, online. Just go online, you'll find them.
No, I've got legacy ones, you know, that you can't get online, man.
Got the
50% off of Vitamix.
Secret ones.
Yeah, nobody knows that.
I think a lot of them are available online, but you should look yours up. I noticed, you know, the other picture you took down, going down your stairway thing there, and it did look like you had kind of Chex party mix going there. It looked like you just kind of got a mishmash of some bags, some boxes, some this and that. So,
yeah. All right, well, here's, there's a lot going on. So it's, I don't know how many square foot we have here in the pool house. I'm guessing it's, it could be 800, could be 1,000. Again, two stories. And the town, they don't allow, they only allowed for like pull down stairs. All right. Or something like that. We couldn't put in a spiral staircase when we built it, because even though I'm divorced, you know, when I was still married and living in the house, I was part of it, you know, making the whole thing happen. We didn't build it, but we had a contractor and we did the whole thing. And so there are these, you know, the modern pull down attic stairs that are these metal ones that kind of spring, and right. They're kind of flimsy. And I tend to walk down them going forward, and it's scary sometimes. I did fall 2 nights ago, but I caught myself, and I've got scratches on one of my hands. But I had this moment of being like, holy shit, if I don't have my phone on me,
mm-hmm.
It's not that close to the house. They're not going to hear me. And it's bad. And right now I'm drinking vodka, and I'm very happy to have it. I'm very relieved. At least I'm not angry. But I just want to let you know that if you never hear from me again, I don't know how often my family's going to check on me. Probably come in here because they want to see the cats. All three of them are going to be like, oh, let's check on the cats. Nothing to do with, hey, let's see dad. And my ex-wife will be like, you're still here.
So
it's not 6 months yet. It's not August.
You're upstairs drinking alcohol with a trick staircase to go down. Is there a bathroom on the upper level, or is it?
No. Right now, I have a bucket right now. It's a small bucket.
Stick with the bucket. It's safer, I think.
I'm just concerned. I mean, if this happens, though, if for some reason I take a spill tonight and I hit my head on the floor downstairs, and the floor is a tile floor. It looks like a wood floor, but it's tile.
Okay. Know?
And under that, I think it's just cement. So I could die. If it does, it's very important that you take advantage of that. Podcaster dies in ex-wife's house, and there's a trail. So the app Anchor probably has a little bit. This app Lemur, that probably has a little bit. And then there's a handful of people that know me that have it. I want you to put it all together, and I want you to really monopolize and turn it into something. I mean, dead and gone, at least, you know, I'll get my 15 seconds, and I don't know.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can change the world with your podcasting.
Yeah, it could be like one of those true crime ones that are so popular.
Right.
We could
maybe
implicate, I don't know, a person of interest. We could make your ex-wife the person of interest, possibly.
Could have been the cats.
Could have been the cats. Now, does she have, is there still, I know it's been, 4 years, but is there a life insurance policy on you? And if there is she the beneficiary or somehow involved with that?
Not exactly. I'll talk to you about that offline. Now I'm being serious, actually, because I didn't expect that question. I mean, I answer most questions honestly.
You do.
I normally do. Okay. This one is not about the implication. It's about, I've got to pay that bill. I should not die tonight. All right. So no matter what happens, if I have to do number one or number two, it's going to happen in that very small bucket. That's okay. What's going to happen. Don't go, or just don't drink the vodka that's in front of you, John. Now I'm talking to myself. Okay, was that out loud?
I used to go fishing with these guys. We could go on these fishing trips, mm-hmm. and this one guy had a pickup, and then had one of those camper shell things on the back of it, where you know you can. We few of us would sit back there usually, a couple guys in front, and we drink beer on the way to go fishing, which I guess is pretty common. You sit in the back there, and we had a bucket. We called the bucket the no shit. It was called the no shit because you could pee in there if you wanted to, even though you're in the back with a bunch of guys, but you couldn't shit in there. So the bucket was the no shit.
Did anyone ever break that rule? Referred.
Yeah. So if you want to steal that, if you want to tell your ex-wife or the kids or anybody, hey, where's the no shit?
Now, did you say ice fishing?
No, I have been ice fishing, but
wait a second. You didn't say ice fishing at the beginning of that story.
I don't think so.
The no shit bucket.
I don't. I said fishing, but maybe I did say.
You ice said fishing. Wait, hold on. Maybe you said I was fishing, and I heard it as ice fishing. I'm sorry. You've been. I don't mean to. You've been ice fishing.
Yeah, long time ago.
The whole time you were telling that story, I actually listened. And in my head, though, it's you and other dudes on some ice, and there's a hole, and then there's the bucket, but you just can't shit in it. And I just, it's a whole different.
We're driving. We're in the truck. We're on our way there to get to the to the place.
How long is your little watering hole? How far away is it?
Well, we're in Iowa, and to get the really good fishing, you have to drive a ways up into Minnesota. So we're driving up to Minnesota, up to actually northern part of Minnesota.
How long a drive?
6-7 hours, something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to give a guy a break if he had some chili or something. Because I was going to be you can't hold it in for 7 hours? I mean, you're going to stop on the side of the road.
We stopped, but, you know, it was, we tried to stop, infrequently, so it helped to have that going on back there.
As a guy who spends a lot of time in a car, I've never ever pissed in a jar. I'm just letting you know. As a new Lyft driver, it's not never happened. No, it happens all the time. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You get better and better at it, too. I mean, I haven't gotten to the point where I can do it while a passenger's in the car. I'm getting close. Getting really close, man.
Do you stop? Do you pull over?
Mostly I'll stop. But I mean, I also get better at holding it in. But I have done it while driving, not with a passenger. Okay. I've not done that. I've never even driven for Uber or Lyft. I've made that up. That's just part of the bullshit narrative. I'd be like, Jones, it's an interesting fucked up dude. Hate to get that guy as a driver. I'd love to get that guy as a driver. No, I've done it both ways, but now, you know, driving and stopped. It's better to stop at the side of the road.
Yeah, I would think. But, gotta go. You gotta go, right?
The biggest challenge is when I drop off a passenger, and it's not in the middle of nowhere. Is like I gotta get, and it's a residential neighborhood. I gotta get out of the neighborhood. You know, like I have the Uber and Lyft stickers on the window. Like I don't want to be in front of someone's house. Not the passenger I just dropped off, but even a neighbor. And, you know, when you live in these suburban neighborhoods and you see a strange car in front of you, you don't think Uber, Lyft driver, you're all suspicious. Your mind starts running. You're thinking like Dateline NBC, you know, CBS 48 Hours, all that shit. You don't think like, that's just an Uber driver taking a piss. No big deal. I'm going to go back to sleep. I'd be like, one second, guy, that guy's going to take my children. I got to get my gun. Ice fishing and peeing and okay. all right. So what's popping with you?
We were going there. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just thinking it was going to be all real estate, Trader Joe's, all that kind of stuff.
No, I don't know, man. I'm not settled, you know. It's the move, it's so much stuff, and there's enough space, but I keep, like, having to move things around because I don't have a space to organize. Like, it's like I want to put everything over here. Like, I'm washing, like, she has a full-size dishwasher in the pool house. I had like a tabletop, like a countertop dishwasher that I connected to the faucet. So, and it stopped working the last couple of weeks. So I'm like kind of, and then I'm going to put my utensils in storage, like in her basement, but I'm going to like wrap them up, organize them that way. In 6 months' time, when I have to move, it'll be a little bit more seamless, maybe. You know, that's the idea. Yeah. I don't want to just throw shit in boxes and be like, what's that? Like, I've got all these, I've got suits, I've got stuff, I've got a lot of ties. I rarely ever wear a tie, hardly ever. So I don't see myself getting a job where I need a tie. I just don't see that happening. I don't know. Yeah.
You don't have to. If you don't want to wear a tie, you should just stay away from those types of jobs.
Even when I had a job at a corporation, I rarely wore a tie. Even when I wore a suit, I mean, I worked in the hair industry, a hair product company, and it was like even at functions and dinners, and who wears ties?
There's people that do. Bankers, obviously. No, you know, professionals. I spent
bankers,
this week,
bankers, investment bankers.
Yeah, I spent this week. I spent a lot of time this week at a contract negotiation thing that I was doing with CBS Television in New York. And pictures, when you're doing those kind of things, a lot of times you haven't met these people. Sometimes you have, but a lot of it's done over the phone. And so My natural inclination is that I've got to cyber stalk them somehow. I got to figure out, you know, what this person looks like that I'm talking to. And the one lady that I was talking to quite a bit, she had a very Caucasian sounding name. And I found out after I dealt with her for quite a while, I Googled her and figured out she was actually Asian, which kind of, I was like, wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. Not that you would know, but, you know, okay. Didn't have an Asian name of any sort, but I figured that one out. And then, which was cool. It was fine. She's been a pleasure. And then this other dude was wearing the tie. He was very dressed up. And then I saw some pictures of the guy, and he's wearing a bow tie. In more of the pictures that I've seen, he's had the bow tie thing. So he's a bow tie guy, which the bow tie throws me off. I don't think you can mm-hmm. really, you know, a bow tie to me, it's kind of like a guy. Or a woman, either one. The person with a lazy eye, that kind of, you got the one eye that looks at you, the other one that's kind of over your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really trust that person, for the most part. If I'm talking to Forrest Whitaker, and I'm looking at Forrest Whitaker, and he's looking over my shoulder with that eye, I'm like, sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're up to, but it's not good.
So you, with a guy with a bow tie, you're only focused on the bow tie. You are right there locked in. That dude's wearing a bow tie. Like,
I wouldn't trust him. I don't know. There's something about that to me that's just creepy as fuck. A bow tie, I just can't. I don't know.
Cameron, because he goes to that maritime school, the vocational school, Marine Academy of Science and Technology, he has the naval ball every year, and he has to wear a bow tie. Okay. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a badass look. His, like, you know, naval uniform with the fucking black bow tie. It's like,
The Navy wore bow ties.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I'll try to find a picture, man. I was like, fuck, dude. Photoshop my head on my son's body.
I had a brother that was in the Navy, and he had some kind of a, he was like a non-commissioned officer kind of thing. But I don't think he wore a tie or even a bow tie. There was kind of a kerchief kind of thing that they wore.
Yeah, but this was for a naval ball. I mean, this is the whole, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't, I'm going to Google it, but I assume it's a thing.
It's the fake, like, Navy, though. You know, it's like the.
Yeah, it's true.
You got the real Navy, and then you got, like, the Sears Navy. It's kind of one of those kind of things, right? So I guess you can wear whatever you want, but.
I'm looking at one now. There's one, like, a real naval ball with, and guys are wearing bow ties.
They're wearing bow ties.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, lots of bow ties. And Cameron does the, a real bow tie.
Yeah.
He went on YouTube, learned how to tie it. I have rocked a bow tie one time at my cousin, Vinny's wedding. He's actually Vinny, and he is my cousin. And Vinny, it was a summer wedding, and I think I had just purchased a Brooks Brothers seersucker suit. Okay.
Whoa.
And at the time, my hair was like a little bit longer on top. My hair is very thick, very curly, a little bit shorter on the sides and back, but like not a full on undercut and shaved in the sides and back, but it was whatever, a little longer. And instead of my beard, I had grown my beard out, and I was growing it, and then I shaved the beard and kept the mustache and had like a, you know, what's that, the oldie time mustache? What do you call those? I don't know what it's called. Like a handlebar mustache. Right, right. So I went for the handlebar mustache, a little soul patch, blue and white, traditional seersucker, Brooks Brothers.
Sure.
White, you know, white button-down shirt, and also Brooks Brothers probably, and a red bow tie. Hmm. And I was the guy. You know, you ever go to a wedding, and there's just one dude who's not like the others? And you don't know who the fuck he is?
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that guy's story? What's this fuck? What does that douchebag do? Is he a college professor? What does that guy think he's fucking cool? That guy,
right.
You know, so I became that guy. Now, my cousin Vinny and his bride loved it. They thought it was awesome. There was a martini bar. It was fun. I had a good time. But I also looked like Mr. Noodle now. I don't know if you know who Mr. Noodle is from Sesame Street. You have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Jeter, the actor who was... what TV show? He was a very good actor. I kind of had a Mr. Noodle look going, but whatever. It's cool. I have some pictures somewhere. I'll never tweet them out. I suck at that side of the social media for this thing.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I guess I was going to say with the when you said wedding, I was thinking like a tuxedo. The bow tie with a tuxedo, I think that look is okay. When you're describing the seersucker thing, all I could think of was last spring when I was in New Orleans. Magazine Street, New Orleans, which is you know, there's a lot of shops and stuff. It's quite a ways away from you know, a lot of people when they think about New Orleans, it's Bourbon Street, you know, in that French Quarter area. You got to get a ways away to get down to this Magazine Street area. Anyway, there was this little cafe place, and we went by it, and we were thinking brunch because it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and there was these two dudes that are sitting out in front of the cafe. There was an outdoor seating area, and I think they both had on seersucker suits. It was hot as fuck, and they were both smoking these giant cigars. These things were they're just ridiculous. They were so big around. These guys are out there 10 o'clock just puffing away on these cigars, and it was just a Tuesday morning at like 10 o'clock. I was just trying to figure out in my mind's eye, what the fuck do these guys do for a living?
Right. Where are they going? I do that all the time. Yeah.
You know, it's like I was just trying to insert myself, you know, mentally into whatever the hell was going on when they left after brunch. And how many, and I kept thinking, they're smoking those cigars that crazy right now. These guys smoke cigars like that constantly. And they look like, these were like $15 cigars. These were the good ones. These were, I don't know, right, if that's a, you know, expensive cigar, probably is. But yeah, they were going at it. And it was just struck me as odd. So you were kind of, I saw a picture this week of the playwright guy, David Mamet.
Yes, yes. What about him?
Okay, so I saw this picture of him, and he was wearing a beret. He had a black beret, very French-looking beret thing on, and he's got the really super sort of 40s-esque looking horn-rimmed glasses on that are very... I don't know, very stylized is maybe the way I would describe it. And he's got like a tweed jacket on with patches on the elbows. And he's got this real, he's got a scarf on that he's got tied up a lot around his neck. It's like a big, you know, it's a lot right underneath his chin kind of thing going on. And I thought, what an ass. He just looks so stereotypically.
Nah, I you know what? I'll give him a pass. I'm looking at pictures of him now. Yeah, it looks a little pretentious. A lot of shit going on. I didn't even see the one you're talking about with the photo you're... Oh, yeah, I think I... Wait. The beret, the scarf, yes. The brown leather jacket, a stupid smile, and those fucking crazy... Like, they're not even tortoise shell. Like, they're just like a light tan. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When you mentioned David Mamet, right? Like, I thought of his work. And then I had an image of him in my head. And I can't believe that image was correct. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just one of those things. How do I know? Like, in my brain. I did hear a study the other day that we really can remember a lot. We can watch a lot of television, you know, movies, listen to stuff, and store. I forgot what I wish I had in front of me, because it was like a stupid amount of information of things we can remember. But it's like the short-term memory that's not so great, right? But I mean, I'm not good at remembering movie lines and that kind of stuff, but it's amazing like what we can store up in that brain. So there it is. I've got David Mamet, his face in there. By the way, if you think he's a pretentious douchebag, go to my Instagram right now. And for those listening, it may not be there. It's on my story. So if you're listening to this when it comes out, probably on Friday before like 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I just want to, it's so cold up here in the pool house that you have to see what I'm wearing right now. It's an infinity scarf. It's at John, J-O-H-N _ that's an M, _ Craig, C-R-A-I-G. That's on Instagram. And it's my new look. My hair is down. I've got the infinity scarf, you know, no beginning, no end. Like, actually, that's probably the best picture of me with a microphone. I'm telling you, this pool house thing is going to take us to the next level. I'm feeling great about it. This is the... Honestly, I don't know what the listening experience is, but I'm feeling amazing.
Is the scarf going over your head there?
The scarf is just the scarf and the hat. My former mother-in-law,
it's the hat.
She knit right. It. It's a hat. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not wearing like a. It's my new yarmulke.
Yeah.
My mom's a Jew, which makes me a Jew, I'm feeling good about it right now. So. No, I don't know. I was really cold. I had a t-shirt on. I was looking for a little sweatshirty thing, and then I threw this on. That's how cold it's been.
Well, there's been a lot of winter hitting a lot of parts of the country. I think a little bit later. Here, we've had some nice weather, but we got the fucking plague going on. It's like the Walking Dead thing, I think. This flu season has like gone crazy.
Still have it?
I don't have it. I never.
Not you, but like, I mean the area.
Oh yeah, hugely. This guy that I work with we've had a bunch of people out. This guy that left Thursday afternoon last week, and he's one of these guys that he's just always at work. You come in at night, he's there. He just kind of lives there. I don't know if he's just trying to stay away from something at home or what his deal is, but he's around there a lot. Thursday afternoon, very untypical for him. He decides he doesn't feel good enough that he's going to leave. He's going to go home. So he tells everybody, I'm out of there. And he goes home Thursday. Friday, he doesn't come to work and doesn't call or anything, which seemed a little bit weird, but, you know, he left late in the day Thursday. He's solid guy. You don't worry about it or anything, really. So he's not in on Friday. Then on Monday, he doesn't show up again. So, of course, everybody's like, what the hell? Where's he at? And trying to figure it out. So we start looking at numbers, and somebody's got his son, I guess. He's got a son like in his teens or something like that. He's got a number for him, but that number has been changed. They got a number for somebody else that they tried to call. That's been changed. When they try to call or text him, he's not answering. So they call the police department in the city that he lives in and say, can you do check the residence, and they tell them what's going on. I suppose police do this kind of stuff all the time. So they explain everything, and the cops go down there to look for him. And I guess they were knocking on the door. For some reason, they had a inkling that he was there. His vehicle was there. And they climbed a ladder up onto somewhere and looked through a window on the second floor, and he was there. And they're like knocking on the window, and he came up, and I guess he wasn't making a lot of sense when they talked to him, but they said, you need to let people at work know that you're okay. And, they're like asking him, are you okay? Is everything all right? And he's telling him, yes. He was okay when the cops left. He was confused enough that I guess apparently he thought like it was morning somehow, and they were waking him up, and he was supposed to be going to work. This is already in the afternoon. And so he comes into work. He comes walking in, and he looks like death sucking on a lifesaver. The dude just is pasty and sweaty all over and just really confused, disoriented. They took him down to the hospital. The first thing they did was test his oxygen level. It was only like 50-some percent. It's supposed to be close to 100. So there's that. They said that CO2 builds up in your system, or I think is what they said. And the reason he had all this confusion going on, he didn't know what month it was, and a lot of things like that, almost like he'd had a concussion kind of thing. They ended up putting him right away in intensive care. That was Monday. Yeah, they put him in ICU on Monday, and he still was in ICU today. And they're supposed to be moving him out maybe late in the day. They're going to put him in a regular room, but he might be in the hospital for 3 or 4 more days with this flu thing. We had another guy that...
How old is that guy?
He's 50s, I would guess.
50s. And just because the whole flu thing, it was like, to me, I'm just like, I don't get the flu shot, no good reason. It only handles X number of strains. This year, they didn't do a very good job, apparently. It was a very low percentage, and it's
right.
Been cycling and been going around for a while. And, I've always heard babies and the elderly.
Yeah.
At 46, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, and the... I think the
problem. I don't know who it's taken out,
Yeah, I think if you don't have anything else wrong with you, it helps a lot too. Because sometimes if somebody's got high blood pressure, they've got diabetes, they got 2 or 3 things that are for in a hospital situation, things that they already have to, you know, worry about trying to manage, and then you got something else that's thrown on top of it. And I think his the way it sounds, I don't know if they actually got the diagnosis, but maybe his thing might have turned into a pneumonia deal. We had another guy though that right. Another guy that's been hospitalized at work. So, and I've talked to other people that have said that if you try to go to the emergency room or to even these, you know, clinic, you know, the walk-in clinic type places, there's long waits at all these places. There's just people, there's a lot of it going around. So
an eighth of your entire company has been knocked out.
Yeah, today.
Could you, what are you, like 16 people?
15 people, yeah. And we had, let me count up, 1, 2, 3, we had like 5 of them gone. Or 6 yesterday, I think. Yeah, right around in there.
Have you haven't had it at all?
No, I have not. And I had that years ago. I had one of the flu once that was that crazy, you know, you thinking you're going to die flu. Way worse than anything I've ever had in my life ever. And I don't know if you have it once, are you immune to it, or I know there's different strains and shit, but no, I haven't felt anything, knock on wood, at all that has even felt. I've felt great pretty much all winter long. So, yeah.
I've had it twice this season.
Yeah?
I had it the second week of December. It was the week that I was doing that work for the law firm marketing company. You remember? So I was okay the first couple of days. So, yeah, I shot 3 days that week. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, and a Friday. I was fine on Tuesday, fine on Wednesday. And then, man, it just started to hit me Wednesday night when I knew I had the Thursday off. And it just sort of kicked my ass. And then Friday morning, I went in. It was only a morning shoot. One. It was easy. We didn't do any video. I just took some photographs. And then it took me out for like 2 days. Like I wasn't a stomach, it wasn't a head thing, it wasn't a congestion thing. I just felt weak. Like my body, like I probably slept for about 16 hours straight. Like I was awake at certain times to go to you know, the no shit bucket, and I got up a couple of times, but it, to the point where it was like, I don't know if you keep your phone near your bed, but I keep my phone. Sometimes I keep it in my bed. And when I sleep alone, I have a king size bed and it's usually on the charger. If I'm trying to go to sleep, I flip it so the light's not bothering me. But sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, one that might put me to sleep, one that I can kind of listen to passively or whatever. Or I'll, like, someone will text me, someone on the West Coast and whatever, and I'll engage. It was at the point where it was like, I couldn't even turn over to pick up the phone. Like, it felt like that. Like, I couldn't even move, you know? Yeah. It was rough, man. I mean, and that was that. And I was like, okay, cool. I guess that was the flu. I guess I'm good. Yeah. And then, of course, again, maybe it's just when I work real jobs, you know? At the end of January, when I went down to Orlando, Florida for the golf swing shirt company. And, again, kicked my ass. A little bit more congested this time, and I felt tired and weak. Not as bad as the first time, but I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. But I don't think I got anyone else sick.
Sometimes the travel thing, it seems like can kind of get it going, probably. I'm a little bit worried because we're planning our spring break trip is coming up here in like a week and a half, something like that. And I'm just hoping nobody gets sick before that, or, you know, that, you know,
where are you guys going?
We're headed to Colorado, Denver, gonna drive.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I was looking at the, every time we start to do one of these, like, okay, last year we hit St. Louis, we went to Memphis, we're in New Orleans, Destin, Florida, Nashville, you know, we covered a lot of mileage. I started looking at, you know, going to Denver, and I thought, well, when you go out there, there's two different, from this area, you could go kind of a northern route or a southern route. So if you go the northern way, you could hit the Black Hills and see Mount Rushmore and then drop down into Colorado. And I thought, maybe we should do that when you hit that route. And then as I started looking at that, I thought, God, I am, you know, out of all the, I've been to, on the western part of the United States, I've been to every state except two of them. I haven't been to Montana and Idaho. And I thought, wow, if we went that far, we're really close to Montana. It would not, you know, make sense not to do that, to just jump up into Montana. And then I start adding up the miles and I'm like, I don't really want to drive that much. So I think we're just going to push straight into Denver and do an Airbnb thing and just, yeah.
How long do you have? How many days off do the girls have from school?
Well, they got the week off, so we can leave Sunday before and then get back, you know, the weekend after. So, yeah.
So it'll be an 8-9-day trip?
Yeah, something like that.
Ish, yeah.
So if we go to Denver, they've got the light rail system from downtown Denver area that you can, right by Coors Stadium there, you can get on the train and go. I know it goes to Boulder. It might go even further than that. I don't know exactly how far up you can go, but, you know, so you could do like trips up that way, but there's so much to do in Denver, in and around Denver that, you know, I think it won't be tough to keep busy that long. I don't think we're going to, I don't think we'll see it all.
You should watch that movie, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
Is there
a movie? I've never seen it. There is. It's an independent film made in like the, I want to say the 90s, maybe early 2000s. I think it was the 90s, but an independent film. Yeah, I heard an interview with the guy. But yeah, Denver's, I've never been outside of the airport. I had a layover once. It seemed like a pretty cool airport, pretty cool place from what I can tell. But
yeah,
from a distance. You think you'll partake again, or you want to?
Of the
with the family,
the weed, the marijuana.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that, and the month or like 2-3 weeks after that, I'll be in Las Vegas. Same opportunity there. So I don't know. Maybe I was thinking maybe get the edible, the 5-milligram edible thing you were talking about, and go with the low dose edible possibly. Uh-huh. It'd be nice to smoke up out there, but with the kids, probably won't. They're going to be a lot of, when you walk around in the downtown Denver area, it's legal. So, I mean, people smoke, not necessarily, you know, standing right out on the sidewalk, you know, smoking a joint necessarily, but it's very common to smell it, you know, as you're walking around or whatever. So, yeah, we're going to have a discussion a little bit about... how that all works.
It's not legal in New York, but it's decriminalized, and you could smell it walking down the street. Even before it was decriminalized, people would smoke it on the street. Not everywhere, but, you know, I think New York State may have medical. The number of states that have either one or the other, it's pretty high. Isn't it in the high 30s now?
I'm not sure with medical and I'm not sure what the number is, but it's growing every year. I know Ohio just got some stuff passed for medical, and usually if you get the medical thing, then, you know, maybe it takes a couple of years or whatever, and then the next thing to happen is getting the recreational use. And I think as states start figuring out that these opposite states or maybe neighboring states are getting so much more money and revenue from taxes and all that, that it'll be just like dominoes at a certain point. But Colorado's doing real well with it. They're just, I don't know. And it seems to be working. I mean, they're doing really well with it from the tax base and building a lot of things and doing a lot for schools, which some people might think is ironic, but yeah, it's working. So what the fuck?
It looks like there are 30 states that have some legalization.
Yeah.
There are 20 that have no broad laws legalizing marijuana.
We'll be out there for St. Patrick's Day, which might be fun. I don't know exactly where we'll be on Saturday, but...
Yo, get the green weed, yo.
The green, yeah. Sticky, icky, yo. But
wait a second. Didn't Lopez say that he's going to be all up in Denver, too?
I don't know, did he? I just thought he...
Wait, he wrote one of those things. I'm going to be up. I'm going to be in you. I don't pay attention to Twitter much, but I did see... the fuck? Yeah, I want to look it up. He might be there at the same time, but I'm not sure.
That would be great. Yeah, and we're going to see the sights, visit a few breweries, eat like pigs. It's good food. Yeah, I don't see the Lopez thing, but yeah, that'd be great. That would be awesome to see him. So, yeah, we're gonna have a lot of windshield time. I'm looking forward to some of that. We haven't made this drive, obviously. Interstate 80 is probably the route we take, which goes, well, that actually goes all the way to New York, New Jersey. But it comes all the way across the United States, basically. When you get out in Nebraska and a lot of Colorado, that is the flat part of Colorado, it gets really pretty desolate for a while there. So I'm just curious, when you drop into Colorado, like across the border, if they're going to have the weed like right across the border, like they do with like fireworks or whatever, you know? So it'll be fun to see what it's like.
All right, so Jeremy Lopez of Lopez Radio. We did episode 307 with him. He's at Lopez Radio. He was in, I think he was in, he lives in Atlanta, right? Or not, in, just outside of Atlanta in Georgia, right?
Athens.
Yeah, okay. So I was in Orlando, Florida when I had my flu the second time at the end of January. He was down there a couple of days before me. Like, I was coming in like the day that he left. Anyway, here we go. One day ago at Lopez Radio on Twitter, Denver, I will be in you this St. Patty's. So,
really?
You guys are going to be there at the same time, it seems. As long as nothing changes, boom. And he sometimes listens to us, I think.
He does, yeah.
All right.
He keeps up. He sure does. So, yeah. We'll have to check that out. See what's happening. What's the happenings are.
Do you know of anyone that you communicate with that keeps up with you or with the podcast and actually communicates with you? Like, they will, like, text you or talk to you about something, and you're like, I don't remember saying that. And you'd be like, oh.
No, not really. Not really. I know you were talking about that last show. And, there's some few people that I know do at least pop in and out here and there, and they may know something, but not that much, really. I think it's, really? For me, it's more strangers. Yeah.
I got a text earlier from someone, and they wrote to me, here it is. This was today at 6 p.m. Your Thursday podcast was supposed to get me through my wait at the airport. Now what will I do? And then I thought to myself, and then I was like, do you know it wasn't until last week? I know that we've been doing two episodes.
Right.
And I know that we tend to try to record on a Sunday night and a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And you push it out. If someone had asked me, like, hey, John, when's your podcast on? When does it come out? I would have been like, I don't know, like once or twice a week sometime.
I don't know.
But you did tell me last week. No, you did tell me last week. But I thought it was fascinating. Here's this person that I haven't met, but I've been texting, and she wants to meet me, whatever. And she sent me that because she was in Pittsburgh for a job thing and a job interview. And I was just like, I don't know, but I've been doing that pain in the ass. I've sent them to you, the Voice Recorder Pro, like micro podcasts.
Yes,
I do it exactly.
And I'm like, I see it coming. A lot of times, I'm somewhere and it hits me. I'm with my watch, and so I look at my Apple Watch, and I'm like looking at that thing, and I'm going, I know if I push that, I can listen to it. But then I'm like walking around with my watch up by my ear, and it's like,
I forgot that it ties in that there's an app, a companion app for Voice Recorder Pro.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, the Apple Watch. Yeah. I don't know. I've got a Garmin that, you know, is about, well, it's actually more expensive than the Apple Watch, but and I like the Garmin a lot. The Garmin was awesome. And this Apple Watch, though, there's certain things that they, like that are both, I mean, it's like a double-edged sword. I look at it and I think that's really convenient if I want to push that button right now and listen to it. But then I think, damn it, then if I do push the button, like I said, it's kind of awkward yet, because I suppose if you had they want you to buy the pods, the, you know, the ear pod things or whatever the fuck they're called, as the other thing to make it all work. But I don't know. It's just, you know, you get too tied into all this technological shit. And then at some point it's like, you know, like you said, you got your chargers, you got your phone, you got your, all this stuff, and it's too connected, just too fucking connected at some point.
I can't with that. Like I wear my Apple Watch. I use it like today. Earlier today, Thursday, I brought my car in to the shop I knew I had work that had to be done. I had to order a new passenger tail light on eBay to save myself a little bit of money. And so I rode my, you know, drove the car over there, and I had my folding bike in the trunk. And then I rode my bike like 7.5 miles to where my ex-wife parks her car, and I borrowed her car. So if I'm going to be living in her pool house, she's in the city all day, I might as well borrow her car. Got to pick up our kids. So, but I rode my bike and I used Strava. And if you follow me on Strava, every now and again, I forget to turn the watch off. So I'll go, I've said this before, where I'm like 12 and a half, 14 mile per hour average. And then all of a sudden my average goes up to like 35 miles per hour because I forgot. And it senses that I'm still moving, but I'm in a car driving.
Yeah. So, oops.
Dude. You know, packing on those miles. I don't care. It's not a competition for me. I just like to do it. I don't look back at it. For a while, I was pushing it out to Facebook. I didn't even realize it. It was the default on the fucking app. And then my dad would like my fucking afternoon ride.
He'd be like, hey, good job. The idea, I think, behind, okay, that you can, when it, that is the you know, the default setting is to push it out to wherever, Facebook primarily. But I always looked at Strava as being, okay, it's the humble brag, you know, it's me doing my virtue signaling that I'm, you know, going to show you that I did some run or some shit like that. But it's more of a controlled, I figure if I'm doing that to other people that are doing the same thing and only to them, then it's cool and it's okay. but if I'm doing this and pushing it out to Facebook and, you know, just a general, you know, the general group of people, I don't want to do that because it's just, I don't know. And when I see other people do it, if they do it occasionally, that's fine. You know, I understand that, you know, somebody goes out and does some sort of a run or whatever, that's okay. But then there's certain people that I know that every time they do that, it gets pushed up for whatever, you know, from whatever app they're using.
And sure.
It's like, eh, come on. You know, we know. It's okay. So, yeah. Did you see, were you in the city this week? Did you say, were you in Manhattan this week? Or?
Yeah, I was. Today's Thursday. I don't know. Tuesday. I was in Manhattan on Tuesday. I went in late afternoon. So I got there around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then I was there until about 10, 10:30. I was doing a quick little photo shoot thing.
So the Big Ten basketball tournament was going on at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay.
It's going on right now, actually, this week.
Oh, but, yeah, because March Madness is about to start up, so they're having their tourneys.
Yes,
they're having their tourneys. I don't know. I don't talk sports.
Well, I just thought you might have seen some Iowans walking around because, you know, we had a couple games.
Yeah, yeah.
But
probably not. I was all the way downtown. I was in downtown Manhattan in the Wall Street area. It's in miles. It's probably only about 3.5-4 miles away, but it's like a world away.
You know? Yeah,
it's just a whole different thing. You know, if they found their way down there, they were either staying at an Airbnb, a hotel, or they got lost.
Right,
really got lost.
Yeah, they probably.
No, that's not true. They, you know what? I was down a block and a half away from the Freedom Tower and the former side of the World Trade Center. So it's very likely that people would have popped down there.
Yeah, the Iowa Hawkeyes lost. So they won one game, they lost a game, and it's March sadness for us because they're not going to be going to.
You know, I NCAA. Don't even know how Syracuse. I don't even know how Syracuse University is doing right now.
I don't know either.
I don't think they did. They lost to Boston College. Oh, they're 18-12. The Eagles. I don't know. I don't know if they have a chance. I don't know how it all works, and I don't know. I don't even know what they used to be in the Big East, but they're not the Big East anymore.
I'm not sure either.
They got into a much better conference because their basketball program was pretty strong.
ACC probably.
I think it's the ACC. Yeah, because they used to be in the Big East with like UConn, Providence, Georgetown. Like when I was at college,
right.
But I don't pay attention. As a matter of fact, one of the very few things I left behind in my apartment, other than throwing away like a couch and a giant chair, a loft bed, like a desk loft bed that was given to me, a twin size bed that was given to me, mattress, threw all that away. is as I was packing up the kitchen, it was the last thing I had going on. I looked in and I bought a bunch of wine glasses. I'm not a big wine drinker. And even when I drink wine, I don't need to drink it, especially at home. I don't need to drink it out of a fucking wine glass. And they were shitty wine glasses. And I got like multiple sizes. Like I just went to Bed Bath & Beyond and I just aimlessly, like it was right when I got separated. It was like I spent like $800 at Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know what I bought, like putting together like everything you need for a kitchen or, you know, it was just like, I don't like this. Just buy something when you need it.
Yes.
So I left all of the wine glasses. It could have been 24 wine glasses. I don't even fucking know. I didn't count them. And then I had these like Coca-Cola branded Syracuse University football glasses. They kind of look like, you know, a traditional like, you know, soda shop glass. Sure. Yeah. Where, yeah, it's like narrow at the bottom and then it goes up. Yeah. And it's a little, you know, wider at the top and rounded. Mm-hmm. I didn't describe that well. And anyway, I had those and I'm like, I don't know if I've ever used these, and I've had them probably over 25 years.
Time to get rid of them, like, I would say.
I was like, fucking, I probably have friends that would enjoy them and be happy with them. I don't give a fuck. Like, I should have just actually gone outside and on an Instagram story, just like this. I had these for 25 years. Fuck this. I'm a minimalist. Just fucking broken, bro. You know? Like, I don't, yeah, just, no, I don't, it's one thing. I'm like, what is this? How long have I had this? These couches. I don't know what I paid for those back in, you know, 1999. You know, 1998, 1999. I have no idea. But you know what? It more than, if you break down the number of times we sat on them, pennies. Pennies per sit. Pennies.
Yes. Not, you know, even probably Netflix, that much. So,
yeah, that was Netflix and chill when you yourself had to order a DVD. Yeah, what's that? I brought them all into my bedroom. My bedroom has two double windows that pop out. So it's the widest windows in my apartment. And the dumpsters are behind my bedroom. So I literally put them all in there. And then I picked them up and I pushed them out the window. And then I had a furniture dolly, but it's all grass back there. It's a little hilly grass. And it has all those like little pine balls that come from the tree. I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Pine cones?
Yeah, they're brown. Are they pine cones? No, they're not pine cones. They're like round and they're... It looks like a giant prickly cherry. That's not the worst. Sounds like a pine cone, but yeah. I apparently did not go to the environmental science of forestry school at Syracuse. I have no idea what these are called.
You're sounding a little bit like the descriptive voice when they're trying to do it for the deaf guy.
Oh my God! It's my favorite. Is, I don't know who does the radio Yankees broadcasts. Right. You know, but he would do the thing, is it Michael Kay maybe, where it would be like, he would describe the uniforms. It's like the New York Yankees are wearing their traditional pinstripe uniforms, no names on the back, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, and the Baltimore Orioles are wearing the white with the orange and the black with the ornithologically correct Oriole, because they used to have like a giant cord, and he would describe uniforms, and the way he described the Baltimore uniform, it was hysterical. It's like, he just, what the fuck?
You chucked it out the window.
So I picked it up, I chucked it out the window, and then with the couches that were getting thrown, I just kept flipping them until I got them to the sidewalk, and then I had a furniture dolly, then I pushed them on the furniture dolly, then I pushed it over, then I moved the fucking giant, you know, fucking dumpster, green dumpster, metal dumpsters out of the way, and squeezed it between. And I did that for a bunch of them. I had the giant loft bed was like all metal and had to be taken apart. And I didn't know, and this happened to me when I put it together, like the desk, I was underneath it, and it was the Allen wrench, you know, the Allen key.
Yes.
And I only had one that fit it that came from IKEA. And it was really small, and it was a pain in the ass to get it to work. And I'm underneath it, and the desk fell on my head. The whole thing collapsed on me. I was gonna do an Instagram story because it was like, I knew this was gonna happen. I was like, I'm pretty sure this happened when I put the thing together with Cameron. Where I was like, a couple of times I'm getting crushed under it, you know. But there was, the only way to get it out of the kid's room was to take it apart. and then to throw it out the window and then pull it all over. So yeah, I did it all myself. And then the when I was doing this, like, this was being done over like about a 6-day period. Cameron helped me 1 or 2 days. I didn't do it on Tuesday because I was in Manhattan shooting. But so yesterday I was at the kitchen, was like the last thing, and I had one last giant bag of garbage. It, you know, it had cat litter in it. It had fucking, I don't know, bottle. It had everything, and it was getting heavy. So I put that in my room, and I threw it out the window, and this is about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I jump up on the windowsill. I throw the garbage bag out, and then I literally tripped forward, and I braced myself with my hands, and I scraped up my left leg. I hurt myself pretty badly. I was just like, it was the last thing. It was just like, fuck. I'm like, I was limping today. It was, I don't know how the hell I rode that bike, but I kind of found it funny. There was something funny about the whole thing. There was like the woman that lived upstairs from me, and I think she's seeing a guy now. She plays like really bad 80s music that I used to like, but when I hear her play it, I hate it. But there was one night she and I got drunk, and didn't I ever tell you this story?
You got drunk with the lady upstairs? No, I don't think so. I don't remember this.
Yeah, she's a couple years younger. She's probably like 30, somewhere between 38 and 40. And
attractive? She attractive?
I don't want to say. I don't know that anyone listens to this that would know. But she partakes in the beverage quite a bit. She works. She works a job. She's in between jobs, but she and her parents live down in Florida now. They're from New Jersey, lives down in Florida, and they come and visit her probably like 4-6 times a year, and they stay with her in her 2-bedroom apartment. And so I've met her dad, Ken, and her mom, I don't know her mom's name, and her sister stops by, and the whole family chain smokes outside, and that's cool. And when I was smoking, I would go outside and, you know, we'd have a cigarette together. And then there was one night, I don't know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that I was out on the front porch, you know, the front step, having a cigarette and drinking a glass of vodka and soda. And I don't know, we just started talking. We always used to talk. And I don't know, next thing you know, I'm in her apartment, and that was my last, I don't know, she had some of my vodka, and then she had more, and then there were fireball shots, and then next thing you know, I'm like the shitty fucking ace of base, you know, is playing, and instead of me being, like, in my mind, while it's happening, I'm like, it's surreal, because, like, I'm also picturing myself downstairs just being like, fuck, fucking Kelly. Who's up there? Who the fuck is up there with her? What the fuck are they doing? And then it's me. I'm up there, and I'm like, I saw the sign, and I'm doing shot. And I've never done fireball in my life. Ugh. You know, like, to me, here's the test. If you've ever bought a shot, if you're over the age of 20, I'm pushing this too. I'm being very generous with this. If you're over the age of 27, and you've bought at the counter a shot of fireball, you're an alcoholic. I'm sorry. I apologize. No, you don't just like fucking... No, I used to love cinnamon candy when I was a child. It just reminds me of my childhood. Shut the fuck up. You're an alcoholic. You have a problem. You were touched as a child. Something is fucking wrong with you. I mean, there's certain alcohol. Jägermeister. Like, if you're out of college and you're drinking Jägermeister, same fucking shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, never had fireball. Was it... It's like one of those things. It's like, was it yummy? Maybe. Maybe the first shot was okay. And then it was like, oh, God, oh, where is this? You know? So I was in her apartment, whatever. I couldn't even tell you what, I don't know. Blackout? I just know it was drunk. Not blackout, but I just know it was drunk. It was stupid. It was like, So whatever time it was that I eventually stumbled down, went downstairs, next morning. Yeah, there's no walk of shame. It's just down the stairs, you know. Nobody else is around. Nobody even heard, you know.
You didn't feel dirty? You didn't feel like...
I didn't feel good. I didn't feel bad. I was just like, I probably felt more douchey about enjoying some of the music than I did about whatever happened between she and I, and the fact that I drank fucking Fireball. So then, all right, so and of course, the best / worst thing that could happen happens is, oh, fuck, I left my phone and my charger and something else. My shame. Oh, God.
Got to go back.
I don't know. So I had to go back, like within moments, and I knock on the door. And when I go back, so her, I guess she was overthinking. I wasn't overthinking. I was just like, all right, this is done. Thank goodness it's a new day. But I got to go back for this one thing. And I go back. And she closes the door, and then she opens again. She's like, just don't tell my parents. I swear to God, it's like, I just can't imagine, like, to this day, it's one of the funniest things to be like, oh, I can't imagine the scenario of where, like, the 45-year-old downstairs neighbor that is kind of friendly, does a little bit of a small talk with her dad, Ken. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Pops.
How's that? How was the drive? How's the weather down there? Oh, man, did you bring the, you brought the good weather with you. Thank God, man. It's a little cold up here. You must be freezing your fucking tits off. Like, be like, oh, by the way, your daughter and I, we were dancing to Guns N' Roses. Couple, yes. We got Bones fucking shit. Fireball. You know your daughter, right, huh? Fireball. Fucking what a night. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what happened, but I got up. Am I right, Ken? Good job with her.
So
thank you. Whatever it is you did to her in her childhood, thank you very much.
Like, whatever depraved thing you did to her.
I don't know, man. It's a weird. Don't tell. I'm saying, if you're over a certain age, don't tell my parents. Shut the fuck up. You're a grown-ass person.
Oh, that's like, funny. Fireball, the only, I think, redeeming thing about Fireball is probably if you throw up in your car, it may smell better the next day.
That's right.
Nice cinnamony. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, my Christmas tree air freshener is Fireball vomit. I can't even speak. I'm done. I'm not even drinking that much tonight.
Yeah. I think I read they do these reports every year in the state of Iowa what the top selling alcohols are, and I'm pretty sure Fireball was in the top two or three. Hawkeye Vodka, I think, was number one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Black Velvet. I think
I don't even know what that is.
It's a whiskey, blended whiskey of some sort, cheap whiskey. And Fireball, I think, was like third or fourth. I'm not sure what else was on the list, but yeah.
Get the fuck.
Yeah.
The report includes the top 50 liquor brands sold in Iowa by case sales. McCormick Vodka, 7 Barton Vodka, Tito's Handmade, blah, blah, blah.
Tito's, good stuff. Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking now. Yeah, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Holy shit, you aren't joking. Are you fucking Quad City Times?
Yes, we have a bottle of some kind of cinnamon. I don't think it's Fireball, but we've had actually one of those shot size little whiskey, you know, those little bottles we've had in the refrigerator of some sort of cinnamon. It might be a schnapps, I'm not sure, but we've had it in there for like 10 years. It's been on the shelf of the refrigerator, in the freezer, actually. It just, it's like an emergency thing. If somebody ever needs, quick, go get some cinnamon alcohol, I guess. I don't know. It's not been touched, though, in 10 fucking years. So I don't know. Does it get stronger if it stays longer in the bottle? Probably not. But
Colin, what the fuck are you? I've never heard of Black Velvet.
Really?
Yeah, where's that from? Canadian? Well, I guess it's okay. Canadian whiskey.
There was a
Captain Morgan.
Yeah, there was a fairly Captain Morgan. There was a fairly. I'm sure there's a song called Black Velvet from like the late '80s. Black Velvet, if you please.
Yeah.
Female singer. I don't know.
Alana Miles.
Okay, there you go. It wasn't about the whiskey though, I guess. But yeah, Black Velvet whiskey. It's not good.
Never heard of Hawkeye Vodka.
And that's probably a good thing.
Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. I've 5 o'clock Vodka. Never heard of it.
I've seen that on the shelf. I don't think I've ever had that.
Tito's. Barton Vodka. Never heard of it.
Barton Vodka.
McCormick. Never heard of it. Smirnoff. Yeah, heard of it. Jack Daniels. Like, Crown Royal I've heard of. But yeah, Phillips Vodka. They really like their vodka in Iowa, huh?
Yeah, apparently. Crown Royal is, you know, it's the big with the brothers. It's Crown Royal or Hennessy.
Number 15. It's like Admiral Nelson spiced rum. And it's like, holy shit, it's like Captain Morgan, but he's kind of like, it's like you hired, like you had a bachelorette party and you wanted to have like the chick just loves, the bride to be just loves fucking Captain Morgan. There's this fucking hot guy who's Captain Morgan. And it'd be like, for the low rent one, you get like fucking Admiral Nelson shows up. And it's like,
Admiral Nelson is like Captain Morgan's cousin. It's kind of on the spectrum.
He's so bad. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had any of those. I've never had Jägermeister ever either. It's just, I've smelled it from like, you know, the bunch of shots getting, you know, brought to delivered to the table or something. And, you know, just the smell coming off of it, I'm like, nah, I don't think so. That just doesn't seem like a good idea. I've been at bars a couple times where, I've got this trick that where there's shots involved a lot of times, and when they do the 1, 2, 3 go and everybody takes the shot, I usually just toss it over my shoulder and then make a face. You know, I did that once. I don't think it was with the Jägermeister, but I tossed it and I fucking tossed it all over this chick. It was like she was right behind me. She's like, "Hey, wait a minute." She's like, "What was that?" I'm like, "Oh, sorry." But nobody that was there. There was like 7 or 8 people that were taking shots all at once. Nobody caught what was, even when she complained, nobody sees when you do it. It's like they're all just so into the idea of putting it in their mouth and in their own mouth and getting their own shot down that you can toss it every time. Nobody knows.
Jägermeister, I didn't really drink it in college. I did have it at one point. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And apparently that was a whole marketing thing. They just fucking pushed that, and they pushed it to the college crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And it got big.
They had that big, you know, the thing that they served it out of, that, I don't even know what you call it. They had that with the upside down bottles.
The upside down. It was like a keg, but it's not a keg. It's just they turned the bottle upside down, and they basically tapped it. Like,
yeah.
So that,
it was like a shrine.
The dispenser. It like, yeah. It was like,
yeah. Yeah, you could see it when you,
shit.
Yeah, you walk into the bar and it's like, look at that thing over there. What is that? You know, it's like it drew you towards it. You know,
it's just like heavy and sweet and gross. And like the other one that's similar. Well, there's one that I had when I think I was a freshman at college. My friend Evan, I think he was going to NYU at the time, and he came up and visited me, and it was Rumpelmintz
or whatever, yeah.
Rumpelmintz? Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
That's schnapps,
and,
yeah.
But yeah, peppermint schnapps. I remember I drank a lot, and it was probably more than I'd ever had in my life at that point, especially of the same, you know, alcohol. And it was like the next morning I was so hungover, and it was, honestly, it felt like I ate a whole tube of alcoholic toothpaste.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our show. Let's let Mr. Big Voice take us out.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed Unbecoming of Age. Bonus content at unbecomingofage.com. Subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Find us on social media at Unbecoming of Age.
And sometimes when we touch...